Here's Rita Smith with this week's Rediscovery.
It's the birthday this month of Edith Nesbit, known simply as E. Nesbit, the writer of such popular books for children as The Five Children and It, The Story of the Treasure Seekers, and The Railway Children. These are realistic adventure stories, but often include elements of magic. With the introduction of magic, Nesbit follows the example of Lewis Carroll, Kenneth Graham, and J.M. Barrie. But these authors escape totally into self-contained fantasy worlds where time stands still and delicate illusions can blossom. Nesbit, on the other hand, turned away from these secondary worlds to the tough truths to be won from encounters with things as they are. It was Nesbit's peculiar achievement, one of her biographers notes, to hold romance, magic and adventure, in a vibrating tension with the reality principle, common sense, and the harsh facts of experience. An author whose work was influenced by Nesbit writes, "If there is one thing that makes E. Nesbit's magic books more enchanting than any others, it is not that they are funny or exciting or beautifully written or full of wonderfully alive and endearing children, all of which they are. It's the dailiness of the magic. The world of E. Nesbit is the ordinary world we all know, with just the right pinch of magic added. She was able to mix the timeless impossible and the modern-day prosaic, thus reinforcing the story's humor and ratifying the reader's perception that magic may exist in any setting." Born on August 15, 1858, she originally wanted to be a poet and had written and published in many other genres before she wrote her first children's book at the age of 40. But she remembered what it was like to be a child, and part of her appeal comes from the fact that her stories are wholly sympathetic to the children she portrays. Nesbit liked to describe herself as a child who had never grown up, and explained that children cannot be understood by imagination, by observation, or even by love. They can only be understood by memory. She recalled once that when she was a child, she had prayed that she might never forget what she was feeling and thinking, and she attributed her success as a children's writer to this gift of memory. As one critic has pointed out, her ability to re-enter childhood at will is crucial to the success of her writings for children. Nesbit drew on her own youthful experiences, feelings, and recollections to produce lively and heartfelt works still read and treasured by children today.